All right. Good afternoon. I would like to call to order the March 1st, 2021 regular session of the Historic Preservation Commission meeting at 5 p.m. Mr. Lau, may I have the roll call, please?
Yes. Vice Chair Beal.
Present.
Commissioner Bozeman.
Present.
Commissioner Golden notified me that he will not be present today. So, Commissioner Honestad.
Present.
Commissioner Krueger.
Present.
Commissioner Wilson.
Present.
And as we know, Chair Gail Munden has resigned. So, just noting that.
Thank you, Mr. Lau. I will now open the meeting. Excuse me, my phone went off here. Thank you, Mr. Lau. I will now open the meeting for call to the audience. During the call to audience, you may address the commission on any issue you wish that is not on the agenda. However, it will not be open for discussion. Pursuant to the Arizona Open Meeting Law, individual commission members may ask town staff to review the matter, ask that the matter be placed on a future agenda, or respond to criticism made by speakers. However, the commission may not discuss or take legal action on matters raised during the call to audience. At this time, anyone who is participating through video link may raise their hand, or those on the phone dial *9. Mr. Lau, do we have anyone wishing to address the commission today?
At this moment, no one has raised their hand. We can give it, you know, another 30 seconds, however long you wish.
Okay. Anybody wants to step up to the plate? Okay, I guess we will now close the call to the audience. Mr. Lau, the next item.
Yes. Next, we have council liaison comments.
Yes, Mr. Solomon, do you have anything to report today?
No, other than welcoming everyone here. Glad to see you all. And I know we're starting high. We're actually planning on hopefully starting renovations to the council chamber. So maybe we'll actually be able to have some meetings in person in the near future. So that would be nice. So once again, just welcome everyone and look forward to a good meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Solomon. Mr. Lau, the next item.
Next on the agenda is presentations. Presentations, item number one is Historical Society Update presented by Henry Ziff, President. Let's see.
Mr. Ziff, do you have anything to report today?
Yeah, we've got a few things, a few discussion points. Good afternoon, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Hey.
First item, outdoor tours continue at the Steam Pump Ranch with increased participation. We appreciate that Parks and Recreation have put our tour information on their weekly email blast and Facebook page, and we hope that they will continue to do so through April 24th, our last tour date. The Oro Valley Historical Society and our collections committee is in the process of updating and printing posters that are used at various locations at the Steam Pump Ranch and for our outdoor tours. The next item, the Heritage Garden is part of the Native Seed Search Grow Out program. This program focuses on heirloom seeds and their production and is coordinated by Joyce Rickner. Joyce is also coordinating a program, Steam Pump Ranch Book Trail. This program promotes 4 book stations throughout the garden, primarily for youngsters and adolescents. And more information about the book trail is forthcoming. The Oro Valley Historical Society and the Town of Oro Valley have finally completed the license lease agreement for the use of the office room at the Push House. And we just wanted to make everybody aware that we paid our first year's rent. The Oro Valley Historical Annual Membership Meeting will be on March 25th at 2 p.m. at the Steam Pump Ranch. All are invited, and it is going to be an outdoor meeting. The Oro Valley Historical Society will submit a letter to support the proposed restoration of buildings at the Steam Pump Ranch. And last but not least, we were notified that we will be on the agenda quarterly. And if there's something that the Oro Valley Historical Society feels needs to be brought to your attention, we will submit a blue card to do so. And that's all I've got.
Thank you, Mr. Ziff. Looks like you have a lot going on there. Really appreciate it. Mr. Lau, may I have the next item, please?
Yes, next is item number 2 under presentations. It's University of Arizona Capstone Project Student Introductions. Let me get Chloe set up here.
Okay, this is Delaman Silverman. It's Capstone. Is this with you, Leanne?
Yeah. Yes. So I am very proud to introduce Chloe. Chloe is one of two students with the Capstone Project. These are students who are working on their public administration, and I'll let her tell what the rest of that degree is. But their public administration degree at the U of A, it's a master's program. And we were asked a while back by the town manager if any of the departments had a potential project. And we have had the desire to get the local registry project going for many years. The commissioners that have been around for a while and some of the Historical Society members and our liaison and our lawyer have heard me go on and on about this project. So yes, I was very excited to say I did have a project, and these two students have done a wonderful job. So I'm happy to introduce Chloe and let her tell you a little bit about the project.
Awesome. Thank you for the introduction, Lynanne. Hello, everybody. My name is Chloe Lowe. As Lynanne said, I am currently getting my MPA at the university. I'm working with another student, Edgardo Ibarra, who unfortunately was unable to attend today. But yeah, we are here to help Lynanne and all of y'all in the town of Oro Valley create a local register of historic places. We're specifically focusing on the Suffolk Hills neighborhood, as that was one that Lynanne had previously communicated with some homeowners about, getting properties on the registry. So we have updated the letter of interest for potentially interested homeowners, as well as updated the application and requirements to adhere to the town code. The main thing that we've done so far is look at each individual home in that neighborhood using Pima maps, the Pima County Assessor's website, and the permitting portal to identify which homes have not had any exterior modifications made to them. We created a fairly large spreadsheet that has a lot of information. It's got important architectural features as listed on the residential permitting card or residential property card. We also have noted all of the historic permit cards, especially if they were built by the Lusk Corporation, as well as any other modifications that were made up until 1971, just to have that 50-year buffer that we need. And we have also spoken to the Homeowners Association president, Linda Snow. She's very enthusiastic about this project and has been very helpful and has a lot of cool information and interested homeowners and interested homes that she's excited about. It's going very well, I think so. And we already have one person who is ready for the hearing stage. We'll be helping them finish up their application over the next couple weeks.
Thank you, Coley and Leanne. And that was a very exciting presentation we just heard from our student intern. I really appreciate it. It's very exciting. It seems like you're getting a lot done. Mr. Lyle, the next item.
Yeah, thank you, Chloe. I'm going to turn your video off if you don't mind. There you go. Next on the agenda is consent agenda. Consent agenda item number 1 is review and approval of the February 1st, 2021 meeting minutes.
Do we have any discussion on the February minutes? All right. I move that we approve the February 1st, 2021 regular session meeting minutes. May I have a second?
I second.
Second by
Commissioner Honestad.
Steve Honestad.
Commissioner Honestad, thank you very much. Mr. Lau, the vote?
Yes. Vice Chair Beal?
Approve.
Commissioner Bozeman?
Approve.
Commissioner Honestad?
Approve.
Commissioner Krueger?
Approve.
Commissioner Wilson?
Approve.
And again, Von Golden is absent, as well as Chair Munden has resigned. So.
Okay. Mr. Lau, may I have the next item on the agenda, please?
Yes. Consent agenda item number 2 is review and approval of the 2020 annual report.
Are there any changes to the annual report before we take the vote? Okay, I move to approve the Historic Preservation Commission 2020 annual report. May I have a second?
I second.
Commissioner Bozeman?
Okay, Mr. Lowe, the vote?
Vice Chair Beal?
Approve.
Commissioner Bozeman?
Approve.
Commissioner Honestad?
Approve.
Commissioner Krueger?
Approve.
Commissioner Wilson?
Approve.
All right.
Mr. Lau, may I have the next item?
Next on the agenda is regular session agenda item number 1, election of Historic Preservation Commission chair.
Okay, due to Mrs. Munden's resignation, I'd like to open the floor for nomination of chair.
This is Steve Honestad. I'd like to nominate our vice chair. Do you succeed as chair?
I heard a motion. May I have a second?
I second.
Commissioner Wilson.
Mr. Lau, the vote.
All right. Vice Chair Beal?
Okay.
Commissioner Bozeman?
Approve.
Commissioner Honestad?
Approve.
Commissioner Krueger?
Approve.
Commissioner Wilson?
Approve.
All right. Congratulations.
Now you get to change his title.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you, everybody. I appreciate it. And just, I want to mention that Gail really, I was very impressed by the agenda she set for this 2021 year. She's really looking for results. Hopefully she's on the line and recovering. But we will continue that, the mission she set. Mr. Lau, the next item?
Yes, being that we have a new chair, the next item is item number 2, election of Historic Preservation Commission vice chair.
I'd like to open the floor for nomination of vice chair. This person would step for the chair if they were unavailable.
You can nominate yourself.
Yes, if anybody would like to nominate themselves. Okay, I'm going to repeat this. I'd like to open the floor for nomination of the vice chair. This person would step in for the chair if they were unavailable.
This is Steve Honestad. I would like to nominate Mike Wilson.
I'd like to make a motion. May I have a second?
Seconded.
Commissioner Beal. Mike Wilson here. I'm going to have to regretfully decline that honor. Just have a lot of family issues. Anyway, you don't need to hear my
story. Okay, well, all right. We understand. And that we're going to reopen this. I'd like to open the floor for the nomination of vice chair. This person would step from the chair if they were unavailable.
I feel silly nominating myself, but this is something that I think I can do if there's no one else that wants to do it.
Yes. I heard a motion for Commissioner Krueger. May I have a second?
A second.
All right, seconded by Commissioner Bozeman.
Okay. Congratulations.
We got to go to a vote. Chair Beal. Yeah. All right. Chair Beal.
Approve.
Commissioner Bozeman.
Approve.
Commissioner Honestad.
Approve.
Commissioner Kruger.
Approve.
Commissioner Wilson.
Approve.
All right. Congratulations.
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 Thank you.
Mr. Lyle, indeed. Next item, please.
Good choice.
Yes. Let's see. Next is regular session agenda item number 3, discussion and review of the elements from the Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan in an effort to assist staff in setting a priority list to come back to commission at a later date.
This is Delaman Sothar.
Yes, I will remind the commission, you know, what areas everybody was going to study and bring back. And I can go ahead and speak to the Honeybee Village, which was what Chair Munden had elected to speak about. And then if somebody wants to continue after I've made my comments, then it can be picked up and restudied by someone else. But after I name you off, we'll go back to number one and just check into your research and comments about it, and then decide as staff what priority order will bring those back to dig in deeper, should that be what you decided was necessary as you studied them. So the first one is public participation and heritage education, and Commissioner Kruger took that one on. Would you like to speak to that?
Sure. And I, as I went through the plan that was updated in 2015 and kind of saw what was recommended at that time and what I've been able to gather is currently ongoing, I did have a couple of thoughts about possible recommendations for the future. Is that something I would share now as well, or table that for another time? I think you're muted.
Let me just have the legal department speak up to that. But as far as I know, we can discuss each of these items, correct?
That's correct. It was advertised that you could have a discussion on it if you want to. Yeah. So you should be okay.
Okay, great. Well, I'll just jump in here. If you happen to have a copy of the plan handy, it might be helpful to just review or like kind of follow along with the public participation in heritage education. It seemed that section was broken down into 5 areas of consideration. That being communication, public outreach, public tours, special collections, and relationships. I have little experience, and because of COVID, I know things that normally are happening aren't all happening right now. And so if I share things that I am aware of that are going on, that certainly is not an exhaustive list. There may be other offerings that were happening regularly that are not now due to COVID. So there'll probably be some things that I've left out, and I just wanted to make that comment. Under communication, the plan that was updated in 2015 emphasizes offerings for a wide variety of audiences and having preservation education available in written and digital formats. And the town of Oro Valley is doing that. As far as I could tell, they are presenting offerings for preservation education to age groups from young children to seniors. There is a cultural and historic resources brochure. It's available in printed format. It's also available in PDF format on the town's website. And something else that the 2015 plan update recommended is that the town keep the website current with preservation information. And as far as I could tell in my review of the website, that is absolutely happening. I did notice that there's a process to find historic preservation on the town's website. If you start at the Oro Valley homepage or the Town of Oro Valley homepage, you have to then click on government, then departments, then parks and recreation, and then you finally get to the historic preservation and cultural resources, you know, link page. My one recommendation there is that there be a link in the community section under About Oro Valley that would take viewers directly to the historic preservation and cultural resources page. So it allows them to in one click, basically get to all of this amazing information that exists on the website, but can be a little bit challenging to find if you're not sure what, you know, where to look. I'll go ahead and continue, I guess, with public outreach. Okay, so in the under public outreach, this 2015 plan emphasizes four areas of public outreach. A lecture series, I believe that is offered through the Oro Valley Historical Society. Classroom curricula, I found an entire section under the Parks and Recs page where there's a list of field trips for students and educators at Steam Pump Ranch. Special events, I saw information about previous events like a haunted car ride, or Celebrate Oro Valley Week, a trip to the Arizona State Museum. So I think that we're on track in that regard. And the fourth area is submission of stories in various publications. And in my mind, I kind of categorize the writing contest for fourth graders in that area of public outreach, and also oral histories. I found online that there are two oral histories that have been posted to the Town of Oro Valley YouTube channel, and they're wonderful. I wasn't able to listen to all of them, but saw that two are there. And so I would recommend that we continue the collection of oral histories. I think that is an incredibly value to our community. And even had the thought that maybe we have high schoolers from Oro Valley who conduct those interviews, because then we're connecting one generation to another. And I think that's one way to enrich our and preserve our history in the town. Also, I read in minutes from 2020 that Mrs. Dellerman Silverthorne presents education topics to the commission, to our commission. And I wondered if it might be like as part of kind of a lecture series, if you will, to post those to the town's website, because that may be something, obviously the general public is invited to attend these meetings, but that may be something that they would enjoy having access to, the education that we're receiving as a commission. And in addition to the writing contest, I think it would be wonderful to have an art contest, you know, with a theme around historic Oro Valley, and the work could be posted at Town Hall, in Oro Valley Library, at Steam Pump Ranch, or we could even have an exhibit at a community event like Celebrate Oro Valley, which would bring not only, you know, members of the community, but anyone whose children have artwork that's being displayed would certainly want to come and see that on display. And so it might be a win-win in terms of increasing numbers to events like that. The third area from the 2015 plan update is public tours. And they list tours, on-site tours at Steam Pump Ranch. Those are ongoing, as we just heard, on the second and fourth Saturdays through April. I've attended. I went on one of those tours and loved it. And so I'm sure those I'm glad they're continuing. I think they're wonderful. The plan also suggests tours of the Honeybee Archaeological Preserve, which opened in 2018, I learned, the Cañada del Oro Trail, and historic neighborhoods. And I think this is an item that we could consider for future discussion. It's not something that I know a lot about. I think that besides the Steam Pump Ranch, those public tours are not currently in existence. Is that correct? Oh, I think you're muted.
Pima County Natural Resources does do a tour offering at Honeybee, but that was one of the things I was going to mention in the Honeybee Preserve, is that it is completed now with signage and could be something that we do. So no, it isn't currently going on. And then no, we do not have the CDO trail or the Historic Neighborhoods trail.
Okay. Interestingly, I just finished the Community Academy, and there was a citizen that was participating in the Community Academy that specifically asked if there were tours available of some of these trails and the archaeological preserve. So I think there's an interest in it, and if it's something that we can work toward, I think that would be a wonderful thing to discuss and work toward in the future. Okay, two more things. One is special collections. I learned that there is a small special collection at the Oro Valley Public Library, as well as an exhibit by the Oro Valley Historical Society. The exhibit has some artifacts and some pictures from what I could tell online. And I called the library and talked to someone there. They said there is a larger collection that is kind of more general to the state of Arizona of historic documents and records and reports at the main branch, but that anything that's available for checkout, you can ask to be sent up to Oro Valley. And they also told me that they have some books about the history of Oro Valley, some of which can be checked out by patrons and others they require in library use. So that's something that I need to go look at myself and familiarize myself with what's available. But there may be an opportunity to add to that special collection at the Oro Valley Library. And I think that would be useful and helpful.
I'll give you just a little bit of information on collections. So one of the things that we as the HPC are allowed to do is just make sure it's happening. The Historical Society does have a whole procedure for being able to donate to them. And even prior to that, they had a large collection. So they've continued to acquire things. They rotate that collection in tours when it's not COVID and the museum, the push house is open for tours. They kind of rotate that and showcase different collections. So. And they are the ones in charge of that exhibit at the library. They rotate that as well. So.
Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. The last area in public participation in heritage education is really about relationships. And the updated 2015 plan recommends fostering relationships with the Oro Valley Historical Society. I saw in minutes from 2020 that there was an HPC liaison assigned to the Oro Valley Historical Society. Is that still the case?
We just barely stopped doing that with Gail when she became the president, but both Matt Jankowski and I go to a portion of those meetings, and then we invite them to come to our meetings and report, and then many of them are on this meeting. So we are cross understanding each other or picking up information from each other, but we could do that, especially after COVID. Right now it's a bit more difficult.
Okay, so maybe that's something to consider in the future if we feel that would be helpful in maintaining and strengthening that relationship. Other relationships the 2015 plan recommended was with consultants, with educators and historic preservation organizations throughout Southern Arizona. This is something, again, that I need to do a little bit more understand or have a little bit more understanding about. But one thing I did consider in terms of developing relationships with educators in our area is that they obviously could hopefully contribute to a lecture series, and also that they could help maybe create content for public tours. With historical information that could be infused into a public tour at some of the places that we just discussed there. So that was kind of my review of that section and minimal analysis and recommendation. But does anyone have any questions or or anything else that they're interested in knowing about that I could, you know, go back and research and come back to report on that I missed. Okay.
So we will be able to kind of review this stuff and dig in a bit deeper and have it be an item that we can vote on once we've agendized it into to future agendas. So again, we're reviewing everybody's comments and we'll bring things back in an order that seems fitting to what's happening in our future.
And is there anything that I can do in terms of formatting what I shared today or any of the, you know, the kind of suggestions or recommendations that I wondered about? Should I send that to someone or format in a way that it could be brought up in future agendas?
However you've taken your notes, you're welcome to send it forward. It may help us to create the agenda item.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay. And then, I took lots of notes. So let me go back. Okay, so number two is Steam Pump Ranch and Commissioner Beal, or Chair, now Chair Beal.
Okay, thank you. So we were charged with the task to report back on the review of the Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan. And, you know, from a philosophical perspective, the goal is to develop a sustaining a community sense of place. And so I kind of looked at this from a historical background of, you know, from the very beginning back in 2007, the city had a consultant that they paid $250,000 to evaluate the property. And in that report, I kind of went through some of the items that they projected at the time that the buildings would need in renovation. And it's quite an undertaking. And you have to realize that from 2007 to now it's 2021, inflation has really kicked in and sky high, and a lot of the costs may have gone up dramatically. Just look at the housing prices and everything else going on right now. Building cost right now is accelerating exponentially. So originally it was prepared a study in 2011, it was revised in 2014 and revised again in 2015 and 2021. So one of the key points philosophically, I think that the report is striving to is that successful development of the ranch is dependent on the citizens of Oro Valley becoming aware and supporting the vital role the site can play in the community. And it holds economic viability as an educational facility for special event venues and heritage park. So that seems to be the theme of this $250,000 feasibility study of direction that we should take. It clearly states in the report, though, that it's not economical to sustain a park of this size and quality without additional sources of revenue. Additional sources of revenue could be grants, it could be public-private partnerships, it could be a bond. I'm just throwing these items out as food for thought right now. And just, you know, the thing that I noticed greatly looking at this, it's been going on for a long time, 2007 to 2021. The plan also states that the town, the staff will coordinate with Historic Preservation Commission to ensure that the integrity of the historic core is always preserved. That's our goal. There has been some dramatic improvements, especially recently with the allocation of the $500,000 towards the garage renovation. Also, funding towards an alarm system and the renovation of the stables. And I think that I really appreciate that we are having this discussion. I think the discussion should continue, and we can bring the concept of, you know, moving forward with really focusing which direction, where there's a lot more research that we need to do, I think, to push this forward. So that's the end of my report here. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Beal. And now for the third topic, which is the historic neighborhoods, commissioners both Wilson and Bozeman.
Good evening, all. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want to speak first in alphabetical order?
Yes, that'll work. Good evening, all. I hope everyone is well, doing well, and continuing to being safe. In my research that I did find out in the historical neighborhoods in Oro Valley, I was very intrigued with an area that caught my attention, and they were the path trails. And as Commissioner Kruger mentioned, she had mentioned about the walking tours. And I found out that along the Cañada del Oro Wash and the Big Wash are part of the Pima County's Huckleberry Loop system. So I was quite impressed with that, and the trails that goes over 30 miles. And perhaps, I don't know, you know, that I'm just brainstorming on this, because of the trails, perhaps a bike trail tour. You know, there's a lot of history along, that's 30 miles worth of, that's a lot of history along those trails. Also, the address I noticed and researched, and when Chloe mentioned the Suffolk Hills neighborhood, that was quite interesting as well. I researched that area that, of course, it was named after and for the Countess of the Suffolk of England. So there's history there along with the, I would like, and me not being a native, but just an interest of history, the Immaculate Heart Academy area. And I did find out that is the oldest continuously running Catholic school in America. So I was quite impressed with that. So that's, you know, that area alone could be part of the tour in addition to, because that's a lot of history as well. Also the St. Augustine Cathedral or the Gulf Club area as well, the Sosto area. That was once inhabited by natives. And all that area, that's just history there alone. Innovation Park area. That the ground alone, which of course, along the path trail. So I did a little research on that, and I was, again, that could be a preservation part in terms of, bike tours on the trail. You'll be, as my grandmother used to say, you'll be killing two birds with one stone. Health wellness would be implemented, as well as beauty of Oro Valley and along the history of the paths, you know, or walking tour as well. 1.5 miles and then along have a tour guide. For example, this area here is part of the Catalina State Hill, you know, for just, you know, along with, so you could incorporate a lot of things and along that area. And it just fascinated me. And I said, okay, and I was brainstorming and I said, well, let me propose this perhaps of what the research that I found. And also, Commissioner Kruger, I want to piggyback on what you stated in terms of students and getting the students and the school systems involved in tours. I think it's very important where students, the educational system, especially the young students, they have a clear understanding of the history of where they are. And that'll make them more interested, and they'll, you know, and as they progress in their academia, they'll be able to say, hey, this area, I remember You know, Suffolk Hills, this was named after the Countess of England. You know, my school is right here. So to make them, there's a connection. And with both parents being educators, and I was raised in an educated household and educated three stooges, so I'm quite aware how it works.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Bozeman. And now your turn, Mike Wilson, Commissioner Wilson.
There is nothing to add to Commissioner Bozeman's wonderful report, and I apologize, Commissioner Bozeman, for not being able to meet up with you. That's, I do look forward on continuing this investigation. And it sounds like hooking up with Chloe on a parallel adventure to look into historic problems. Commissioner Bozeman, outstanding report. Nothing to add.
Thank you so kindly, sir. I truly appreciate that. And unfortunately, I was unable to connect with you as well, and to no avail. But yes, sir. thank you, sir.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And now for Commissioner Hannestad, number four, Town History Records and Reports.
Okay. I don't have anywhere near as detailed a report, but I do want to just bring us a little bit up to date. As far as I see it, we are looking at two different universes of town history. The history that is created by the government and which should be reflected in government document collections, and the residents, businesses, visitors to Oro Valley who may have their recollections that need to be preserved, which I believe to be is the territory of the Historical Society rather than the commission. But in terms of the governmental records, in doing some research with a helpful guide or two from the staff, the good news is we do have records that are fairly comprehensive. All of the records of the commission have been preserved and are available online. They're not the easiest in the world to search, but I think with a very brief finding aid that access to those records would become a lot easier. With regard to the city records, obviously the council records have been well preserved. I was able to find online records going back into the 80s, but nothing preceding the 80s. So there's probably some paper records still that have not been made available in digital form that hopefully could be still accessible if needed. But in looking at the records that preceded the commission, I found that some task force records for Steam Pump Ranch that could be of interest to the Steam Pump Ranch team. Conceptual Design Review Board, Development Review Board, and Planning and Zoning Commission records that will put some of the development of Oro Valley and their neighborhoods into perspective and could be extremely valuable in documenting historic status, especially for the older communities. But even now, 50 years doesn't seem that long ago, but there's a tremendous amount of development that within the next 5 to 10 years will reach that 50-year limit. So I think it would be important if we could encourage developing easier access to the records. And today it's kind of serendipity that we have a student who is working on a capstone from the MPA program. I did a little bit of online research and found that the iSchool, or the information school at the University of Arizona, has both a master's degree specialization in archives and records and also has a Master of Information degree, which specializes in such things as access to information in addition to just the technology side. And I think I could think of several different capstone projects that might be of interest to the iSchool that I would like to see looked into further. So that's kind of a quick overview.
Thank you, Commissioner Hannestad. Really appreciate that report. Very thorough. And then undeveloped areas of the town, that was Commissioner Golden, and he is not here, so we'll save that one. And then for Honeybee Village, I did not research it based on the fact that Chair Munden isn't here, but I will tell you what I do know, and we also have Steve Solomon present, who has a lot of knowledge about Honeybee Village. But that is currently under the jurisdiction of Pima County. Not necessarily is that something we all favor all the time, but that's the way it is at the moment. And we did work with them to develop the trails that were part of their master plan. So as somebody noted, those trails were completed and we had a ribbon cutting and a nice little ceremony in about 2018. And at that time, the Pima County also had signage put up through Archaeology Southwest. I'm sorry, their name, their research arm is Desert Archaeology, and that's who did the dig research there. And they and their partner, which do the educational component, the Archaeology Southwest, created signage, and that's what's at the gated entry of the Honeybee Preserve. And it's made in such a way that bicycles can't get in there. So I say gated, but it's open. But at any rate, so there's signage in the little park at the entryway, and then there's also signage inside that shows you where, like, it was, I'm an archaeologist and I had a hard time seeing the ball court unless I was right on it. And that there's now signage that shows you exactly where that is. It also talks about that you can see middens in there, which are trash mounds. So somewhere else in signage. So there is a little bit of signage in there. And as I mentioned, Pima County Natural Resources did send me literature a while back saying that they were providing some tours in the park. We haven't had any provided in quite a while, I'm sure, because of COVID. But that is something that we could do. The county would be more than happy to have us do that. And Archaeology Southwest would be also happy to partner. Many of the same individuals that worked on the dig now work for the educational component of the two businesses and would be happy to help provide the education on that tour. And so they help us with a lot of other things. And so that is kind of Honeybee Village where it sits right now. So we can bring it up at a later date and decide whether it's something we feel we need to discuss further. But I think until it goes from the town's ownership or from the county's ownership to the town, probably other than tours or making sure that it connects to our other historic properties in all literature, it probably doesn't need to be dug into much deeper by us at this point because it's not really our purview to do that. All right. If you want to go ahead and ask for the next item.
Okay. So you have all you need from the commission to move forward on this topic, right?
Yes. So I will take the information. I took very good notes, and I'm sure that Brandon and Marianne also did, and we'll kind of decide a priority order and bring those items back.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Lau. The next item, please.
Next on the agenda is department update.
Okay. Thank you very much. First, I noticed that Henry Ziff did say that he hoped that the advertising for the tours would continue. I did want to announce that the Parks and Recreation was advertising those tours in both our Facebook and our e-blasts, and that will continue. And then the internal processes that are necessary to move forward on the construction processes at Steam Pump Ranch are continuing. So although you look out there and you go, okay, when are they going to start? All the behind the scenes stuff is the email flurry and the that type of thing is all happening. So they're doing the necessary behind the scenes work before the construction can actually begin. So that's all ongoing. And they're assuming actual construction will begin in April at this point. And they still think that they can have it done before the 1st of July. So we'll keep our fingers crossed. And that includes the garage and the alarm system and fire suppression system at the push house. And then, as you noticed, you got to meet Chloe, one of the wonderful students from the Capstone Project. But one of the things that she touched on lightly that is a big deal because we need to put it on the next agenda is that in order for them to meet their goal, they had to have one house ready for the local registry. And the next step in that process is that there's a hearing by you all where that homeowner comes forward. They've already presented their documentation, so it'll be attached to your next agenda. And it will be the commission's very first local registry hearing. So to keep their timeline, that will happen at our next meeting. So I just wanted to let you all know that that's, that is coming up. And for me is a huge deal because it's the very first that will have happened ever with the HPC. You guys are making history. And then, let's see. The HPC hearing will need to take place at the next meeting. And I wanted to tell you that, that along with, that being very cool, cause it's our very first one and we're meeting those goals. It also, as I announced a while back in some of my certified local government explanations to you all, it helps us meet our goals for the national state parks, national parks, which certified local governments fall under that genre, as well as state parks, because then it goes to the state and then the local level, and that's you guys. So I just thought that that was something I wanted to bring up, that that whole process helps us meet our national goal. So, and then I just have a quick rundown, and I think in some ways it answers some of the comments that were brought up as part of the study we just did above. But I wanted to go over quickly in a short version what we're doing for our virtual Celebrate Oro Valley. So Celebrate Oro Valley not only touches on the history of Oro Valley, but it also touches on, you know, it's kind of a then and now premise, the annual Celebrate Oro Valley is. And so we kind of came up with five pillars that help define our community. Obviously, they're not the only defining areas of the town, but they do help both with the historic and the current things that are happening within our community. So one of those is arts and culture. And we completed already the video for the week of Celebrate Oro Valley, which will take place the week of the 19th of April. And we've had one of the art ambassadors, it actually was gonna be Gail, but she also asked not to do this right now. She will come back and do them in the future. But Sasha is an art ambassador for the town, and she will do an ongoing series where they talk about one of the pieces of public art there in Oro Valley, talk about the artist, and give a little description about the 3% art that with any construction project in the town. So so that will be the one that takes place on the week of Celebrate Oro Valley will be the first in an ongoing series. And we think that that's really awesome. She's doing the ram in front of the El Conquistador. And then the other thing that we have under that, under arts and culture, is a project for kids. It's an art project. And we have, we did it many, many years ago, where we had a stick horse head that the kids decorated, stuffed, and put on a yardstick, and they have a stick horse. So they can come pick up their art heads and their, all the things that they need to put that together. But we also have the artist, Anita Jane Hicks, who used to have a gallery there in Oro Valley, who will describe the horse and the history of that particular horse. And then again, they can pick up their supplies at the community center, and Joyce Rickner will do a little how-to video. One of the other pillars is science and technology. And we have that brand new vet school across the street that will be utilizing Steam Pump Ranch for their graduations and things. And the partnership, we feel like, is very vital. And so we're happy to have them be our science and technology pillar honorees, in that they're creating a video and we'll be able to tell the community that this wonderful brand new thing has come to town. Along with that, we're doing a phenology trail. We have some volunteers. If you don't know what, it's a citizen science opportunity. And a phenology is the life cycle of plants and animals. So it's going to be a how-to, so people can be their own citizen scientists. And we have the mayor and the person at the U of A that created an app that you can document things with. So it's a very robust little conversation there. And then for the next one, and this one's the one that ties in, I think, with one of the things that you talked about, Stephanie, or Commissioner Kruger, sorry, and that is oral history. So one of our other pillars is sports and recreation. And we had the honor of asking, let me think of his name, John. We had been in touch with Cheryl Lieber for many of our Celebrate Oro Valley and a lot of the you know, history and connection with that. We also have lots of connection with the Push family relatives, but this was kind of a newer one. And we had the opportunity to go and interview John and Cheryl on the specific area of sports in the family, because as you know, Hank Lieber, his dad, was a professional baseball player, and until he was injured so badly he could no longer be, he was a professional baseball player even as they first moved on the ranch. And it was just absolutely amazing. Heard wonderful other stories. We're going to capture one more oral history from him, and then the Historical Society is going to help us with more names. You all are welcome to give us more names, and we're going to have that be the first in a series of oral histories. They won't all, you know, most of the rest of them won't have anything to do with sports. They'll have to do with just capturing the oral histories, but that will be an ongoing project. It has been on our goal list as well as the Historical Society's goal list for many, many, many years. We did have one commissioner many years ago that was their highest priority, and we didn't get it going. So it's really neat that we've got one. We're on that path, and it will again continue. Another of the pillars is landscape and wildlife. And for those of you that are aware, there is an organization called the Coalition for Sonoran Desert Protection, and they're the ones that have the bridge up north that the animals cross. And Carolyn Campbell, who's the founder of that organization, or the executive director right now, is going to kind of explain a little bit about it and then do a slideshow of all these wonderful pictures of animals getting across that bridge safely and other beautiful desert pictures from around here. But they are, even though they're all Tucson wide and Southern Arizona wide, they are located, their home base is located right here in Oro Valley. So we wanted to highlight them for that. That pillar. And then last but not least will be leadership and direction. And we're asking the mayor to give some final comments on the week long celebration for Oro Valley. So that is it in a nutshell. I'll make sure you guys get a copy of that agenda. I know I had mentioned it without getting into any specifics, and I know that was long story, but I wanted to provide to you the fact that in many of those areas and the things we do annually for Celebrate Oro Valley, we actually touch on some of the things you all mentioned. So, and we can, going forward, it can always be part of our agendas program moving forward as well. So thank you very much. That's all I have for today.
Thank you, Mrs. Delaman. Mr. Lau, the next item, please.
Next on the agenda is future agenda items.
The Historic Preservation Commission may, hang on 1 second here. My music alarm went off. The Historic Preservation Commission may bring forth general topics for future meeting agendas. Discussion must be limited to clarification. Commission members, do we have any items to add to a future agenda not already discussed today? I have one I'd like to suggest, and I think it's kind of implied from the discussion today. But I would like to see on the agenda further discussion of the guide for the implementation of the Oro Valley Cultural Heritage Preservation Plan, and that any commissioner can give input on their chosen topic to a need for a study group or an actual proposal of a project that aligns with the goals of the guide for implementation of the plan. Any other items for to be on the agenda? It's very important to drive our conversations forward by agenda items. Okay. So seeing no further business, I would like to make a motion to adjourn at, what are we at, 6 p.m. May I have a second?
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
Thank you so kindly, everyone.
Chair Beal, Vice Chair Kruger, congratulations. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, congratulations to everyone.
I'm excited. Move forward.
Good night, all.